This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 29th, brought to you by Ag for USMCA. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, a number of agriculture groups anticipating House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson's Ag Labor Bill expected to be released tomorrow. American Farm Bureau President Zippy DeVall says a lack of an adequate workforce is a challenge for U.S. farmers.
This is one of the biggest issues that I saw when I first came to this job 10 years ago, and we're excited to have a piece of legislation we can discuss and talk about. And that issue is labor. Labor is one of the biggest issues I hear as I travel the country. It always comes out of every farmer's mouth that they can't find enough good qualified labor to be able to get their work done on their farm. It is definitely a workforce crisis.
DeVall says there is no truth to the claim that immigrant labor is costing Americans jobs.
In 2025, last year, 415,000 job openings, job positions were posted in local and area papers and other ways to advertise jobs. 415,000, and there were only 182 applications.
Arizona Farm Bureau President John Bolt says red tape delayed the arrival of workers at his farm for harvest. He says crops went to waste.
We didn't have enough folks to harvest our cantaloupe. Saw about 15,000 cartons of cantaloupes go to waste because we just simply didn't have the hands to harvest them. So that speaks to kind of the flaws in the H-2A program, the bureaucratic nature, delays in receiving. Historically, we've also lost opportunities to grow a lot more fruits and vegetables for the U.S. market.
That one-week delay in workers cost his farm almost $500,000.
A carton of cantaloupes was going for about $30 a box right then. By the end of that week, when our labor arrived and we started harvesting cantaloupe, the price had sank to about $15, which is close to break even. So we missed out on 4 or 5 days of the best market that we had in our roughly 2 month season. We ended the season at a loss on that crop.
American Farm Bureau's John Walt Boatwright says ag labor has been an issue now for decades. The current effort started in the House Ag Committee, but it's still under the judiciary guidance.
Their jurisdiction still lies with the Judiciary Committee. And we're grateful and appreciative that Chairman Thompson and a suite of bipartisan Ag Committee members chose to start the conversations that laid the foundation for this legislation. And we're looking forward to having more conversations with the Judiciary Committee leadership to talk through how we move this bill.
In other news, the count for cases of New World screwworm found in the U.S. is up to 27. That's according to data from the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Cases remain concentrated in Texas and particularly the southern part of the state by the U.S.-Mexico border. However, an increasing amount of Texas counties have reported issues, now up to 10, according to APHIS data. Well, the U.S. corn and soybean condition both dropped a point from last week. That's according to the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service weekly crop progress report that was out this afternoon. The corn crop is silking on 9% of acres. That's up from 5% last week, 2 points more than last year, and 3 points more than the five-year average. The soybean crop is emerged on 96% of acres. 19% of the crop is blooming. That's compared to 9% last week, 16% last year, 15% for the five-year average. 4% of the crop is setting pods. 65% of the crop is rated in good to excellent condition. NASS estimates the winter wheat crop at 26% good to excellent, 48% harvested. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Ag for USMCA. For American agriculture, certainty matters. USMCA, the trade agreement between the United States, Canada, and Mexico, helps keep markets open, strengthens supply chains, and supports nearly 500,000 American jobs. For farmers, ranchers, and food producers, it's helped to create the stability needed to invest, grow, and compete. Now, USMCA is under review. Preserving this agreement means protecting American agriculture's future. Learn more at agforusmca.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.